Thank you, Mr. Bowles. Good afternoon, everybody, especially those on the digital back row. This afternoon, I want to talk to you about what I learnt from a bird table. Yes, you did hear right, what I learnt from a bird table. Over the last 18 months, I've been going on a management training course. Most of it sitting in a seminar room, listening to theory on management techniques and how to encourage your workers and things like that. But the last section of this management training was outward bound SEP style management training. There was death slides, climbing mountains, and the bird table was one of the activities. Now the bird table is a telegraph pole, about 30 foot tall. On top of it, there is a round table, about 2.5 foot in diameter, fixed to the top. That was the bird table. And we, as managers, were the birds. We had climbing harnesses on, and the first couple of meters, we climbed up a ladder. Then we had to use the handholds on the telegraph pole to slowly climb up. At the top of the pole, you then had to climb out and over to actually get on top of the bird table. If you've ever wondered how much a telegraph pole wobbles with you standing on the top, it's quite a bit. You've then got to stand up very slowly. There's nothing at all to hold on to whatsoever. And you finally end up in the surfer position as the table is wobbling underneath you. And you stand there and you wait for the second person to climb up and join you. That's right, there was going to be two of us standing on top of a 2.5 foot diameter bird table. Well, when Steve got to the top, we sort of hugged each other because there's not a lot else to do up there. And we waited for Helen to climb up and join us. Helen didn't like heights, so she took her time. She took about 10 minutes to climb up. But eventually, with a lot of encouragement, she got up on top of the bird table. Thankfully, Mike, the fourth member of the team, did it in about 2 minutes. So there's four of us standing on this bird table at the top of a telegraph pole with nothing to hold on to or wearing our harnesses. And then we had to hold hands and then lean backwards and outwards, opening up like the petals of a flower, so that we were all leaning back with our feet on the bird table, holding hands at arm's length. Then we let go and we floated down very slowly. The four of us had achieved the goal of standing on top of the bird table and opening like a flower. Did I say team of four? Well, actually, it was a team of eight, because in the background, down below, there was someone belaying for every member who was climbing. They were taking in the slack rope so that if we fell, we would be safe. It was a team of eight that got four of us to the top of the bird table. This afternoon, I just want to look at this one management activity of climbing this physical bird table to what our spiritual goal is we are currently embarked on. All of us in this team had different roles to play. We chose our roles ourselves. I was to be the first one to climb up, and my colleagues in an order that I've just described. And down below, there were the people belaying. Every member of the team had a specific role to do. Turn with me, please, to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And within the church, there are specific roles and specific positions. And he himself, in verse 11, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God has chosen the roles of the ministry. We have not elected Mr. Bowles to be our minister. God has given him that job. But turn with me, please, also to 1 Corinthians 12. And starting in verse 12, because this goes on to describe the whole team that is in the church at the moment. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. The team, as we climbed up that bird table, we were one team, but there were many of us in that team. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Could the person belaying me say, I'm not climbing the pole, I'm not part of the team? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were the hearing, where would be the smelling? If all eight of us climbed that bird table, who would be keeping us safe from falling back down? There wouldn't be anybody doing that job. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. In our group, we chose what roles we were having. In the church, God has placed us where he pleases. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? Verse 20, but now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again of the head to the feet, I have no need of you. When I was standing at the top of the bird table, I was not going to turn around to the person belaying and say, I've got no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Totally necessary. I don't like heights much. I can deal with them. But climbing that bird table, I was out of my comfort zone. But the courage to achieve that goal was based on the fact that there was a whole team working together that I trusted and had to rely on. And as I said, when I was at the top of that bird table, I was not going to say, I have no need of you, Mr. Belayer. In the church, we've spoken about the ministry earlier on. There are obviously all of the other brethren. When Mr. and Mrs. Bowles flew down to Kenya, they specifically asked for prayers for their safety and Mr. Bowles to have the wisdom to do the job that they went down there to do. Spiritual belaying. We were asked to pray for them. Turn with me, please, to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. And in verse 17, very short scripture, pray without ceasing. The person belaying me had to belay without ceasing. He couldn't just take in the first 2 meters of rope and then stop for a while. He had to continually belay, taking in the slack rope so that if I did fall, I wouldn't hit the ground. And in verse 25, brethren, pray for us. A very, very vital job for all of the brethren to do. And all of the different brethren are currently climbing their own individual bird tables, be it unemployment, be it health, be it financial problems. Everybody has trials. They are climbing their own bird table. And every one of us needs to pray for each other to encourage them, to ask God to help them through the trial, to give them the courage to achieve that goal. Finally, there was the carabiner, the safety equipment, so that if I did slip, this one little piece of metal would grab the rope so tight that I wouldn't fall all the way back down. It would hold me in the air, floating around. We have a very, very great promise. In Deuteronomy 31 and in verse 8, this is Moses talking to Joshua. And Moses said, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. This is a promise that God will not forsake us. And it also says, do not fear or be dismayed. The people who were running this management course said that other teams had looked at the bird table, looked at Jerry and Steph, the organisers, and said, you're setting us up to fail. We're not even going to bother. And they walked off because they thought they were being set up to fail. So in conclusion, to achieve the goal of standing on the bird table, all of the team had to work together. Our goal is far, far greater than climbing a physical bird table. We've all got our little bird tables, our trials at the moment that we're going through, but we are all preparing to be the bride of Christ. As we climbed the bird table on this management course, we were a team. In the church, we are not a team. We are far greater. We are one body, each part needing the other, working together. Every member on this course had a specific role to play. We chose what roles we were having. In God's church, God chooses who has what role, as he sees fit. When I was climbing, my belayer was taking in the slack ropes. If I fell, I would not fall all the way back down. We are to pray for one another, spiritually belaying for each other, praying for their safety, of the brethren around the world. The Kenyans at the moment are in a very, very wobbly bird table at the moment with the political unrest. We need to pray for their safety greatly. Finally, if I did fall, there was the safety equipment. The carabiner would kick in and stop me falling. Probably that bit of knowledge, more than anything else, enabled me to climb up and stand on top of the bird table and open out like the petals of a flower with my three colleagues. We've been taught lately about the safety equipment that God provides, the armour that God provides us. And this promise from God that he will never leave us or forsake us should enable us, above all else, to carry on climbing our own spiritual bird tables. We are not being set up to fail. We are being set up to succeed as a whole body, each member having its specific role and part to play. Everyone an important member of that body, and everyone vitally important to each other. It's amazing what you can learn from a bird table.